Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired. I asked him to comment on a weapon that the FT is featuring this morning. I talked about it yesterday with FTD's John Hardy. It's a bomb. It's a conventional bomb, up to 500 kilograms of warhead, that is launched as a glide weapon from an aircraft over the Black Sea and is claiming an ability to reach 100 kilometers or more before it strikes its target. That is not entirely outside of air defense zones for the Ukraine forces, but the FT adds that Ukraine forces are low on air defense missiles and radar and systems in general. Now, the bomb that can go the farthest is jet-propelled, not conventionally propelled, and that might cut down the warhead, but still, this is a much bigger warhead that can be delivered by the drones that are attacking constantly. The Ukrainians have a success rate against the drones that is truly impressive, although it's not what it used to be, I'm told. The missiles that the Russians have been using are expensive. These bombs are not. Blaine, do you regard this adaptation by the Russian forces to be, one, effective, and two, significant? Thank you.
Thank you. It is significant because the Russians now have started to close down lines of communication, and it looks now that they're going to try to shut this war down on military terms, where they basically impose terms. And if you recall at the start of this war, Russia went to a wartime mobilization economy, and what they did with their scientists and their war machine and their defense industry was they set their scientists loose on innovation. And you're seeing that in terms of these weapons, Kinzhal missiles, hypersonics, nuclear missiles. They have really increased over the last 4 years their capability sets. And then on the other side, you had the European Union, which engaged in a McNamara-style strategy for Ukraine to help them, which was incrementalization of weapons, poor logistics, no mobilization of industry whatsoever. And so now here are the Ukrainians, the poor Ukrainians are sitting there with few Patriot missiles left. Germany's going to add a few, but we really haven't innovated like we could. We could have brought to bear 100 MQ-9 Reaper drones of our own with Sidewinder missiles to aid in the missile defense operations. But now the Russian war machine is making over 1,000 Garand drones a day, and they can fire that many a day and be completely sustainable. And you can see that by the target sets are coming deeper and deeper and further to the west inside of Ukraine. And this is a mismatch of strategies, John. And now, unfortunately, the EU leaders are going to pay for those decisions.
The aircraft that were transferred to Ukraine early, I believe the end of the first year of the war, are they no longer flying? Are they no longer capable?
No, most of them are not flying anymore. And that gets down to questions of not just battle damage, but also spare parts and reserves. They still have F-16s in their fleet, and they're inking deals for new weapons, but those deals don't come to fruition for years. When you look at Sweden giving them 150 Gripens, that won't be possible in the near future, especially with training timelines. And so when I've talked to my Ukrainian friends about, well, what's the path forward? The path forward is to a negotiating table that involves economic reconciliation on all sides. The world-renowned economist who is always consulted by world leaders, including President Trump, is Martin Armstrong. He has just submitted such a peace plan to the president for review. And it's my hope that Martin's vision of a non-military conclusion to the war is acceptable to President Trump. We'll know soon.
The bombing has been going on in Ukraine, the missiles, the incoming drones, for some time. The sense is that the Ukrainians take it. Is that accurate, or have they reached their limits? And right now their infrastructure is being profoundly eroded.
It is profoundly eroded. A third of the country's infrastructure is devastated right now. The power grid is in tatters. And there is tractable evidence, although anecdotal at this point, that not only are the Ukrainian civilians resisting further, going further in the war, but we're seeing it in units across the battle lines for the Ukraine army. They simply do not have the manpower, and it's demoralizing what they're facing on that line right now.
And these glide bombs, jet propelled, is that Russians being vain, showing what they can do with their old arsenal? Or is that something that is going to change the face of the war? Because right now, the FT says they're experimenting. They haven't launched them in mass, but they're capable of mass launchings.
Right. So what the Russian tactic here is to introduce these new weapons to the field incrementally, like they did with the Oreshkin system, multiple reentry vehicles. They're trying to break the will and determination of the Ukrainian people to continue the fight. Because they're sending the message that, you know, if you don't like five or six of these, you won't like 700 of them at the same time. And that's why I think we got to head this off before it gets even worse than it already is.
Is there an air defense from what the Russians are building? Does it exist? Or is it one, too expensive, and three, not available?
These are defendable. You can defend against these. The problem is, if you're going to be throwing a $4 million Patriot missile at a $250,000 glide bomb, you understand the economics don't add up and you won't replenish those logistics. And so they can be overwhelmed. And that's why I think more innovative solutions like Reaper with sidewinders and much, much less expensive defensive options with lasers need to be brought to bear if we're going to at least set the Ukrainians up with some sort of air defense.
All right. Now, here's the puzzle for me, General. You've been to NATO. That was one of your senior assignments, was watching NATO conduct its defense of Europe in the event there's a crisis. I now go to the Pentagon that is in parallel to NATO. They see what we're talking about. They talk to Kyiv. They tell them what they think are capable and not capable into the future. Are they telling them bluntly that they can't withstand this, that they've got to stop?
I know they're giving them very, very blunt and honest assessments about where they sit right now, especially with the new administration. The problem that we have, and it's so often in any war, is not a military one. It's a political one. And so at the political level in the Department of War and President Trump's level, he's got to get NATO and the European leaders to follow his leadership. And so far, since Inauguration Day, they have eluded him at every stop, insisting that they can keep breaking down the Russians. And there is no evidence that that is the case.
General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, helping me understand a gloomy picture in Ukraine and a cheerful train like you fight like you train picture in the Caribbean. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Go to
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.